So we're going to have a special story from one of our knowledgeable ones, John Cree, who's our elder and our speech maker.
Okay, I got a story about was passed on to me when I was a young boy. I got a lot of them about how we look upon life and how we treat people. This one was told to me a while back, and today I see what the message was about. It was about leadership. Today we got leaders in bank councils and everything, and they're selling away our land. They're making police forces to enforce the government's way on us. But if we would have told this legend to them before they started, maybe they would understand why Native people don't have leaders. They only have spokespersons. Chiefs are there just for the people. In our society, the chiefs are the spokesperson for their clan, their families. We have three families: Rudinyakwe, Natahoni, and Rudiskarewage. And that's the bear, the turtle, and the wolf clan. These clans represent our nation, the Iroquois Nation. And even Quebec has started saying the St. Lawrence Iroquois have disappeared. Well, they haven't looked around real good because we're still here. The Iroquois are still here in our land. We're still trying to live in peace, having a hard time. So I'm going to tell you the story of the Dog Clan. When the twins began making Mother Earth and they start forming the mountains and everything, what we call the dog clans are the wolves, the bears, the otters, and all these little animals. They were listening. Then they turned to one another and they said, you know, we're going to have to do something. We're going to have to choose a leader. So all the dog clans, they got all excited. They said, yeah, we're going to choose a leader. So they start arguing. They start saying, how are we going to choose a leader now? How do we go about choosing a leader? So this old wolf, he's sitting on the side. He's listening to them. And all of a sudden, one jammed up. He says, look at my nose, how long and beautiful it is. I should be the leader. Another one says, nah, it's too long. It's too nosy. Look at mine. It's short and square. I should be the leader. Oh, this old wolf gets up. He says, nah, that's not going to work. So another one gets up. He says, look at my hair. It's all black and shiny. I should be the leader. Then another one jumps up. Mine is silver. I should be the leader. Then another one says, look at mine. It's nice and brown. I should be the leader. And the wolf says, no, that ain't going to work either. So another one says, well, he says, look at my eyes, how blue they are. I should be the leader. Ah, and another one says, no, mine is dark and black. I should be the leader. The wolf says, no, that ain't going to work. That ain't going to choose a leader. So one wolf jumps way up in the air. He says, look how high I can jump. Then another one. Actually, you see all these animals, dog clans, flying in the air all over the place. The wolf says, come down. That ain't going to work. So they all ran and they start arguing. The wolf jumps on this big boulder. He says, come here. He says, I'll tell you how you're going to choose your leader. So they all stopped and they looked around. What did he say? He said he knows how we're going to choose our leader. So they all ran to that big boulder where the wolf was standing. He says, you listen to me very closely what I'm going to tell you. And that's how we're going to choose our leader today. So they all got excited. They're all talking to one another. We're going to have our leader now. So they all looked at one another. Now the wolf said, now you see that big clearing over there? You'll run out there and you'll all stand behind one another and make a big circle. So they all ran. They ran as fast as they could and they got to that big clearing and they made the circle and stood behind one another and they looked. They said, now we're going to have the leader. So the wolf says, now this is how we're going to choose our leader. Raise your tail. So they all raised their tail. He says, the one who don't smell under there will be the leader. And to this day, they're still looking. So what the elder told me, he says, that's because nobody can lead for the whole population. It has to be the people to lead. Not one person can lead because you can't represent everybody. That is the story of how we choose leaders, because we don't have leaders. The people lead. And that's why the Mohawk Nation is still around, because the people and the women of our nation, the foundation of our nation, they lead. They hold the title of our lands. They hold the lineage of our name, our clans, follows the women, not the men. Everything is in the women. But sometime during the century, they changed that. The men started thinking like the European and said, well, I want to be a king. So they start saying the man has the authority. But in our traditional way, we say the women have the authority. The women decide who's going to be chief. If a chief doesn't listen, they give him his warnings. And when they say a warrior, a war chief, is not a chief for war. He's the woman's enforcer. He'll go up to a chief and say, back off. Think of what you've been doing. Straighten yourself out. That's the first warning. Second warning, he'll do it again. Third warning, he'll be removed. And it all depends on how violent, how bad he's done. If he's committed treason to his people, then he would be put to death. Because they say if he didn't change then, he'll never change. He'll bring harm to the nation. And that's what we used to do. We should go back to it. Maybe we'd have a better life today. So anyway, I got another story about the Cornhusker doll. Why it has no face. A long time ago, when the Creator was put our people on Mother Earth, he would hear the children laughing and playing and having a good time until one day he was listening and he could hear them crying. And they were all dirty and muddy and they weren't happy. So what he did, he called to the corn spirit. He says, you go down there and find out why are the children crying. So they went down and the corn spirit went around and seen the kids that they had nothing to play with. There was nobody there to make them happy. So corn spirit went back to the Creator and he says, he told him why. And the Creator said, well, you take Cornhusker doll down and have her play with them to make them happy. So Cornhusker went down. Of course, she was beautiful. Like all our native women are very beautiful, long black hair. And when the kids saw her, they fell in love with her. She had a beautiful face and she had long hair. And when they saw her, they started to play and they started to laugh and enjoy themselves. After a while, the Creator was listening again. He could hear the children crying again. So he wondered, what is wrong? Why are the children crying? So he calls the corn spirit again. He says, you go down, find out what's wrong. Corn spirit goes down. He sees the children again crying and all dirty. And he looks around for Cornhusker doll, but he can't find her. He walks all over on Mother Earth. And next thing you know, he comes to this creek. He sees Cornhusker doll sitting there on her knees and looking into the water. So he walks closer. And he looks, and she's looking at her face, how beautiful it is. And she's combing her hair. And she's really admiring how beautiful she was. And she was forgetting about the children. She was just thinking of herself. So Corn Spirit went up, told the Creator what Cornhusker was doing. So the Creator, what he did, he says, well, he says, since her beauty has taken her away from the children, I'll take her face away so she won't have to worry about looking at herself. And to this day, the Cornhusker doll does not have a face. That's why the Cornhusker don't have a face. I know. So anyway, I just like to, I have a lot of stories, but I think we should get on with our music. The music is so beautiful. Except for, you know, I know how strong we are, because when we're dancing on that carpet, it's taking a lot out of us, and it's showing how strong our spirit is to continue with this ceremony, not to stop. But the most important thing, we talk about veterans, the veterans of the First World War and Second World War, also the veterans, the ones who fought in Gunasadagi against the government, trying to expand the golf course to put 9 holes extra. Those people, we lost quite a few of them. They've passed away. And it's hard because even today, we look, it hasn't changed. We're still trying to survive in our own community. I remember when I met Tom Siddon, he was the Minister of Indian Affairs. He called me a refugee. And I said, well, if I'm a refugee, what are you? Of course, we gave him a name, Tom Sitting on His Ass. And after the election, after 90, after election, I met Tom Siddon. And his party, of course, were blown right out. I don't think the party existed after that. And I met him in Ottawa, and I said, gee, I thought I'd know you. Are you Tom? Are you still around? And he got very angry at me. I says, I guess I'm not the refugee now. You are. But the thing is, you know, a refugee is a very bad way to look at people. You know, I even heard the new, what's that one there? They're going to put in office there. My mind's going off there. She just got elected. She's just going to be appointed. And she said that Native people shouldn't be...
Linda Lovelace?
Yeah, Linda Lovelace there. Well, nothing lovely about her. She said that Native people shouldn't be unreserved. They should be assimilated. And so the Chinese, Italian, everything, they should forget about who they are. But how can you forget who you are? That is your spirit. That is your life, who you are. If you can't be who you are, then you don't exist. You're a spirit that's lost. Even a non-native, if he doesn't recognize himself, then who is he? When we look in the mirror, we look at ourselves, we've got to be proud of that person we see. To be proud, you've got to be proud of your culture, who you are. It doesn't matter what other people think. It's the important thing is, what do you think about yourself? To be Ongwahungwe. Ongwahungwe means... I had an elder told me that. He says, why do you call yourself Ganyat Gahaga? That is not your name. You're Ongwahungwe. And if you look at other nations, they got a name for Ongwahungwe too. It means the human being. To be human. To love. To respect. To care for everybody. Not to look at the color of the person or who they are. To respect them for the way they are, not for the way you want them to be. And that's the way we gotta think in this day in life. Because I'll tell you one thing, we're getting to the point where if we don't learn to live with one another, we're going to be in big trouble. If we don't learn how to take care of Mother Earth, we're going to be in big trouble. Because if you look in the south, Mother Earth is coming back to us. She's starting to let us know that she can't take no more. In the west, she's starting to set the fields on fire. There's big fires all over the west. Why? Because of what we're doing. The earth is starting to shake. The elders said that our Mother Earth, the Turtle Island, will start to shake her tail. Well, she's doing it, and she'll create great winds. Well, that's what's happening today. And that's why Ongwahungwe, Native people, are so connected with the earth, Mother Earth. And the women and the Grandmother Moon, they are our connection to the other side of the world. Because when the twin found that his grandmother had shot him into the swamp, she came back and she says, you love my brother so much, then I'm going to ban him to the night so you can watch over him so he doesn't bring no harm. So he took her head and he shot it into the sky, into the universe, so she could watch over all of us and take care of us and the children. And then his mother became Mother Earth, where the tobacco, the corn, and the squash grew, and all the medicine. And then the women of our nation, became the link between the heaven and the earth. That's what our connection is, and that's how strong our women are today. They still are. I just hope to see one day our women stand up and start taking their place in our nation as the leadership. The leadership, the foundation of our nation. Because without them, we will not exist. We'll be gone. They teach the culture, everything. So don't forget that. Even in the white society, your mother is the most important to you because she's the one that teaches you all everything that you need to know to survive in life. Your father comes 10 years later, teaches you how to hunt. But your mother is the one that gives you your identity, who you are in life. It's very important. And don't bring no shame to your nation. Don't bring shame to your family. Always, when you do something, think of your family. Think of what you're going to do. My grandfather told me that. He says, when I gave you that name, don't bring shame to it. So I probably could tell you more, but I think you heard enough. Sometimes when you fill a creek with too much water, it overflows, and you lose it all. So thank I'm what kunwarato yang wasagadongsa. I say thank you for listening, for the few words that I spoke to you. Yang go, thank you. Yeah.